Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789. The other headline that our friend Jason, host of Let's Get Local on Saturdays and airs out on Sundays as well from 11 to noon, Jason made an excellent point. We've got a new contender in the Republican gubernatorial. Now, I will admit, I did not watch the debates between Feingold and Michaels back in 2004. I was much more into watching cartoons because I was about 10 years old. so it's been I'm not very familiar with Michaels' political past here in the state of Wisconsin. I'll be honest. I knew about him. I know that he's a construction businessman here in the state of Wisconsin. He's flirted with running for statewide office many a times, and I knew that. But I didn't pay a whole lot of attention because I was a pretty young guy back in 2004 when he last ran for U.S. Senate. So I'm getting to know the guy as a candidate. I gotta imagine it's gotta be pretty difficult to run, or at least file all the things to properly run for statewide office without really somebody else taking the wind out of your sails. Because last Friday we kind of found out that this announcement was coming. There was the filing for the campaign committee on Michael's behalf, as well as former Governor Tommy Thompson leaked. Well, I don't know if it was a leak or if it was intentional or what, but he essentially said, well, I'm not running, but I spoke with Tim Michaels and he's running. And that was before Michaels had anything to say about his candidacy. So it's kind of a little difficult. We knew this was coming since last Friday, but the announcement, the campaign video announcing this, Tim Michaels entering into the Republican gubernatorial primary, got released yesterday, and a little bit of a tease saying big announcement coming. Michaels has done the conservative talk radio circuit today. I've seen multiple conservative news talk stations already circulating the fact that he appeared on their airwaves. So he's doing the rounds, and he's got this video out. So before I dive into the article here about Michaels' candidacy, I wanted to share this video because it's nice. It's compact. It's only 60 seconds long. That's why I find it nice. It goes quick. But Tim Michaels fits a lot in for it being a brief 60 seconds. So, Evan, I'm going to need your help if you could play that Tim Michaels campaign launch or teaser video for us.
Everything we love about Wisconsin is under attack.
Everything.
As an Army commander, I serve God, family, and country. But the media, they say none of that matters anymore. When I was a kid, every day at school, I took the pledge. In the service, I took an oath. But today, people take a knee. When I was 9 years old, my dad handed me a shovel and put me to work. Nowadays, people get paid to sit on the couch.
Yeah, boss. Let's go, boss.
It was a huge insult. But today, you get a pronoun wrong, and the liberals want your head. I'm Tim Michaels. The radical left, they're destroying everything we love about America. And too many establishment Republicans, they're along for the ride. I'm not some career politician. I'm a self-made businessman who doesn't give a rip about the special interests or their money. I'm Tim Michaels. I'm running for governor to turn Madison upside down and take back the freedoms that make Wisconsin great.
Tim Michaels for governor. He'll turn Madison upside down.
What?
So get ready, Evan. You got to secure everything down in the office. That's our job now, because apparently this whole studio is going to get flipped upside down because Tim Michaels is coming. He's going to shake things up.
How many dog whistles can you cram into one?
I counted at least six.
Some of these Twitter replies are great.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there's a ton of different reactions down there. But I wanted to hear, I wanted to share it because I heard it this morning and I was like, oh, this is too good not to share. So this is, Brian and I think would have had a lot of fun dissecting this, Evan, but I'm equally excited to talk about it with you as well because, like you said, dog whistles galore. Apparently the media, the radical left, and Colin Kaepernick are destroying the fabric of America in Wisconsin, and Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu are sitting on the side. So we got a political outsider who ran for U.S. Senate in 2004, 18 years ago, and has flirted with running for Republican offices, say, statewide ever since, but still is somehow a political outsider, is now going to be entering this pretty crowded primary field against former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, former Marine Kevin Nicholson, and current state representative Timothy Rantham. So it four makes a party, I want to say, Evan, but this is it's not a great launch video. I'll say I liked it because it was short. It was 60 seconds. Yeah, it was nice and short. But outside of placating to some platitudes, I didn't really get a whole lot of substance out of that. Did you know that Wisconsinites are lazy, Evan? He called us all lazy. Unemployment is at a record low currently, and there is a record number of Wisconsinites working according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. But if you put it in a 60-second sound clip and make it to the tune of probably some West Wing music, I would almost say that Sorkin might want to follow up with Michaels' campaign and see if he can find out if that was indeed some West Wing music, because that's what it sounded like to
me. Oh, and that Kaepernick dig.
You take a knee.
It's too perfect.
Way to bring a culture war. The culture war from 2016 coming into a 2022 launch video for Republican governor in the state of Wisconsin. I find it fascinating. I do. And so Michaels has entered the race, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. You can give Evan and I a call. We're talking about Tim Michaels entering this race, and I'm going to dive into the piece over at the State Journal because, like I said, I didn't know a whole lot about him, Evan. I'm learning as we go. Business owner Tim Michaels, the latest entry to the crowded Republican primary for governor, said Monday he will not be seeking large individual donations and will refuse contributions from political action committees and lobbyists, underscoring that the millionaire may be planning to run a largely self-funded campaign. Now, hey, I'm all for that. That's a great provision. No corporate PAC money, limiting under $500 contributions. Those are some populist ideas that I can get behind, and I can appreciate that. So we've got two pros.
I've also heard it before.
We've heard it before. But two, if he is, I mean, Trump is allegedly self-funding his campaign, but he also signs up his donors for monthly reoccurring gifts that they don't know that they're signing up for, and then all of a sudden they're getting charged $1,000 a month when they're meant to give $1,000 one time. And so I'm going to give Michaels the benefit of the doubt. Hopefully that won't be the case. Hopefully he'll have a little bit more competent team running his finances. But I can get behind that. I appreciate that. So he's scored 2 points, a lot of dog whistles. So again, he's way negative. I have very little. I will say right now that I have no intention of voting in the Republican primary. I know some Democrats out there are saying that they want to go and cause a little chaos, but that's not me. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be going and casting a vote in the Republican primary. But two brownie points for the fact that he had a nice, short, concise launch video. 60 seconds. That's about it. And that he's not taking corporate PAC dollars, and he's generally going to self-fund his campaign. But I believe we should get all politics out of money. Citizens United needs to be overturned. That would be better off rather than waiting for wealthy people to just agree that they were going to self-fund their campaigns and then limit any contributions that they did receive to small dollars.
And it's just a toxic cycle. You have people disparaging money in politics. So then you have very wealthy people born on third base that tell you that they hit a homer, coming in and self-funding the,
Well, it's not even that. It's that Michaels could have Michaels. There could be a pro Michaels super PAC that raises as much money as they want from corporations, and then just do messaging on behalf of the campaign, but quote unquote, not in coordination. And then it's totally fine with the current setup that we have for campaign finance in the country. And so that just needs to change. I give him kudos for saying that, but it needs to change. Campaign finance needs to change in this country. So diving back into the piece over at the Wisconsin State Journal. Again, Mitchell Schmidt, reading a lot of Mitchell's work. He must have been working hard over the weekend. The U.S. Army veteran who registered his gubernatorial campaign on Friday and launched a television ad buy over the weekend said he, quote, will never ask anyone for a donation and will limit individual contributions, which can be as large as $20,000 under state law, to no more than $500. So, again, I'm just going to let everybody know it shouldn't be the decision of the wealthy individuals that are running for office how they're going to regulate their campaign. There should be better regulations. $20,000 as the maximum contribution is insane. That is an unbalanced way to approach campaign finance in this country. Quote, "I'm not going to owe anyone anything," Michael said. "I don't give a rip about the lobbyists and special interests, the PACs."
They're
going to
owe me.
Yeah. Well, he's taken a page out of former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl's book. Herb Kohl said that he had the problems with campaign finance, and he said, "I'm no one senator but yours." And he was able to do that because he's self-funded. He was a wealthy man, and he self-funded his campaigns. And so Herb Kohl, though, I believe, voted for the Feingold's McCain. Feingold-McCain was the previous campaign finance laws under the book on the books until Citizens United overturned decades of precedent to allow unregulated campaign contributions. So back diving into the piece. Before reaching the November 8th election, Michaels will face fellow Republicans in the August 9th GOP primary, which also includes former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, whose strategists say is the odds-on favorite to win the primary. The winner will face... Schmidt doesn't even name the other two candidates. Oh, he does. A little bit farther down. Oh, maybe not. Jeez.
Come on, Schmidt.
He's throwing some shade at Timothy Rantham and Kevin Nicholson there.
Yeah, man.
But the winner will face Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who is seeking a second term this year in the general election. I find that kind of funny. And then... Schmidt identifies Michaels, 59, as the co-owner of Michaels Corporation, a family-owned international energy and infrastructure construction business. He last ran for office in 2004 when he lost to Russ Feingold in the U.S. Senate race. So this is who has entered the primary, and I find it fascinating, Evan, because just less than a couple months ago, in recent weeks, it was still believed that this was going to be more or less... a straight shot to the Republican nomination for former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish.
Yeah,
she had essentially been running since 2018 when her and Scott Walker lost. She formed the 1848 Project and essentially had a campaign in waiting. She had all of the staff from that nonprofit. Then simultaneously, when she announced that she was running for governor, became her campaign staff. And she had been raising money, working on a quote-unquote a platform. And it was just expected that she was going to have a straight shot to this nomination. But I guess it just seems that the Republicans in Wisconsin aren't too fond of Rebecca Clayfish because we've got yet another candidate entering the ring. So do they think that Rebecca can't beat current Governor Tony Evers? Do they not like her for another reason just outside of the... thinking that she can't win? What is it exactly? I'm not sure. But we've got another candidate entering this pretty crowded gubernatorial primary. And I think it's going to be fascinating. I think it really is to see what happens now. Because Tommy Thompson decided not to run. And Tim Michaels was essentially waiting for Tommy Thompson to make that decision, which the former four-time governor has said he regrets. He's already regretting it. Tommy Thompson's family asked him not to run, essentially.
Sure.
And so when he decided he wasn't running, Tim Michaels says, "Well, I'm getting in the race." So we got a four-way primary. And the thing is, 33% or even less than that, 26% essentially could win you a four-way Republican primary. So yeah. I think this is going to get really, really interesting. And this is just something to keep an eye on because the fact that we've got somebody that's running as a third outsider. Both Nicholson and Rantham have declared themselves outsiders, and now we've got Tim Michaels saying he's an outsider as well. The lanes of this primary are fascinating, and we're going to be keeping a close eye on it here at Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you've got one more segment left in the day, if you want to join the show, give us a call, 844-967-2789. But Tim Michaels enters the Republican primary for governor this fall. Folks, we're going to be right back.